Curtis, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
I have spoken with folks from the Heritage Foundation many times, but for our listeners who aren't familiar with Heritage, explain who you are and what you do.
Sure. The Heritage Foundation is a conservative think tank in Washington, D.C. We analyze what the goings on in Congress, and we tell Congress if it's a good idea. We tell individuals and folks out in the country what Congress is doing a good idea, and we alert the media as well.
We are a Fox News station, and our reporters have been telling us for more than a week that a deal was in place not only to extend those Bush tax cuts across the boards, including folks who make more than $250,000 per year, but that also unemployment benefits would be extended. Tell us what the latest is on both those deals.
Sure. It looks like the White House and some congressional negotiators, both from the Democratic and Republican side, have struck a deal to extend the 2001 and 2003 tax cuts for two more years. To kind of offset that, to appease kind of the liberal base, they're also going to extend unemployment and benefits for 13 months. So right now they're at 99 weeks. That will continue to be 99 weeks for the next 13 months. There was also a reduction in the payroll tax as well for one year.
How are we going to pay for all this stuff?
Well, first and foremost, we don't pay for an extension of current tax rates. I mean, these are the tax rates we've had for a decade now. There's no need to pay for them. On the unemployment side, that's going to cost $50 billion, and that's just going to go on the deficit. They didn't come up with a deal to offset it anyway.
And, Curtis, what I find interesting, what's been kind of buried but is really important, is the payroll tax, which is going to be cut. That's going to help a lot of folks out.
Well, it'll be a nice benefit for the year that it's in place. As far as it will go to, you know, really getting the economy going again, it's probably not the best type of stimulus, and that's really what they're looking at it as another type of stimulus. I don't see it being a big benefit. I mean, I don't think it will get businesses hiring again, but for the next year, it'll be nice to get a few extra dollars in our pocket.
You know what I find curious too is talking about the estate tax. Where do we stand with that? I know there have been some folks trying to make some changes there.
Right, and you know, I think that's probably the most disappointing part of this deal. The estate tax right now stands at 0%. There is no death tax right now, mm-hmm. And that's because the tax cuts, the 2001, 2003 tax cuts, abolished the death tax. However, because those tax cuts expired, the death tax comes roaring back to life under current law right now on January 1st at 55%. They met in the middle. They came to agreement for a 35% rate with a $5 million exemption. It's a plan that's been pushed for a long time by Senators John Kyle from Arizona and Blanche Lincoln from Arkansas, and that's the deal they went with. So it's not the best deal from a conservative point of view, but maybe with the realities in Congress and in the White House, it's the best deal that could be had right now.
Do you think the death tax will be lowered as we get into next year?
I think it'll be 35%. I think that's what they'll go to, and that's higher than it is right now.
All right, and before I let you go, Curtis, I find interesting in trying to, politicians are always dogged for not finding compromise. Well, it looks like President Barack Obama has found compromise, but in doing that, he's agitated and irritated the Republicans and the Democrats. He can't seem to find a break when it comes to that.
Right, he really can't. But I think ultimately, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in Congress right now. I mean, yeah, there's a deal that's been struck, but it still has to pass through Congress, both the Senate and the House of Representatives. And there are some members of the Congress who want absolutely nothing to do with this deal, and they're going to make their voices heard over the coming days. I think for the next couple of days, they'll make sure that everyone hears that there are strong objections, and then somehow, some way, maybe the deal will be pushed through.
Curtis Dubay is the senior policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation. And for folks who want to check out your information, Curtis, what's that website?
www.heritage.org.
Thanks so much, Curtis. Enjoyed it.
Thank you.